Hey everybody, Alex Newman here with Conversations That Matter. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a special guest today, Calvin Clark. He is one of the guys in Nevada County, California, helping to lead a recall of all five members of the Board of Supervisors over their attacks on individual liberty under the guise of saving humanity and the people of Nevada County from COVID. Calvin, thank you very much for joining us. Calvin does a lot of things. He's an activist. He's been involved in local politics for a long time. He's a businessman, just a great guy. I had an opportunity to meet him last time I was out in California. He actually picked me up from the airport. Wonderful guy, involved on the front lines of the freedom fight in California. And Calvin, I understand you guys are trying to remove all five members of your Board of Supervisors, which in other parts of the country we call, you know, county commission or county council, whatever. Why did you decide that all five of them needed to go? Some of them are Republicans, right?
Yeah, that's a really important question. And it was difficult because in the sense that we don't really want to have controversy or polarity in any county. But unfortunately, we've been ran over with quite a bit of overregulation coming from state and federal mandates. And so people came to me and they said, Calvin, you know, we know you did a recall back in 2001 against a extremist Green Party person who lied to the public and got elected as a fiscal conservative and then implemented reinventing government, hired the CEO of the county who is Ted Gabler back then. And he was the author, co-author of the book Reinventing Government. And since that time, there's been so many partnerships and so much grant money spent on things that people can't keep track of it. They don't know where the money's coming from. And the transparency went down. And so, yes, yeah, so they came to me. We have five districts in Nevada County. Each of these districts have their own supervisor. And they asked me, how can you do this? And I said, well, simply, there are rules of restoration of local governments, which will be a book I'm working on, and it'll be out hopefully by the end of the year. And it includes the principles of restoring local government to its proper and limited role. And so when they came to me, I said, well, you know, I have to go back like I did in 2001, see what the current regulations are regarding the rules and procedures for recalling state and local officials. And in this manual, in every state, there is a section for recalling local officials. And this is how you find out some of the very strict regulations in both gathering petitions. And due to populations, there are different numbers when it comes to gathering petitions. We have close to 110,000 people, I believe it is, in Nevada County. So there is a process for getting a notice of intention to circulate a recall petition. And then you gather the signatures and they need to be verified. And once you get your signatures together for your supervisor in your district, then you go to the elections office. And the ones that are kind of friendly and obeying kind of a good law, they will review this before they file it. So you just don't want to file right away. They'll review it to make sure it meets the criteria. And then after you get your signatures, then you go to publishing it after you file it. So on this historic date of December 20th, Monday at 11:45 at the Nevada County Government Building in the Elections Office, we believe that all five proponents will file their recall petitions against their supervisors. Their four have been served and verified, and due to the snowstorm, we didn't get the fifth in District 5.
That one's coming soon, huh?
That one's coming probably tomorrow afternoon, yes.
Okay, very good. And so what does that process look like? Now you guys have got the initial step done. Now what's next? Now you have to go find more signatures to actually get it on the ballot at the next election. Is that correct?
Well, there's a really interesting process. First of all, the transparency has dropped in most of the counties throughout the United States, and supervisors are not opening up to special meetings to answer questions like in our county. And they're concealing facts that would have been known or should have been known through reasonable diligence, facts that could affect the health and safety and does affect the health and safety of its citizens. And that was the reason for the number one reason for the recall for all five. And that is that they concealed facts which were known or which should have been known to them through reasonable diligence. They neglected their constituents' warnings about the dangers of excess government, which have resulted in the loss of life, liberty, and property. And there's some other details. Would you like
to be specific on that, Calvin? What did they conceal that that should have been known? What were they not listening about? This has a lot to do with basically the COVID measures that we saw really intense in California and other parts of the country, but with the lockdowns, mandates, things like that, or?
Mm-hmm. So one of the things, and so we listed the general statement as number one, and then we went into four other specific ways that they've done these things that are mentioned in number one, including that they violated the Brown Act, they enabled crimes against humanity, and censored public comments.
What crimes against humanity did they enable, and how did they do that?
Well, part of that is listed in one of our reasons. And so we'll go right to, they voted to violate citizens' privacy and other rights through contact tracing of citizens by unscreened and questionable data, quote, tracers from, quote, Rapid Trace, a company, an LLC, DBA, doing business as, sounds like a local name, Over the Ridge, and they will, quote, provide, let me find out where it is right here. Yeah, they will provide to the local health officer isolation and quarantine guidance and referrals. They did that in a resolution, and this is how they enabled crimes against humanity, because not only are they not disclosing what this is about and the isolation and the reasons for tracking and their promoting of isolation, they went ahead and did this without public comment when they first started this contract. And I would really love to explain these two aspects. We kind of jumped off of the procedures of recall to some of the items in the reasons for recall. So if we were to jump back to the procedures, this is an amazing attempt to define where they fell short in the reasons for recall. What this does is it forces the supervisors to list up to 200 words their answer regarding these reasons. Some may choose not to and may resign on a medical leave and just get out of the job completely. Or some may choose to give 200 words of reasons of why they hired contact tracers without the public comments. And then they funded them another $150,000, which is number two. So once they file their 200 word answer, that has to go together with the recall petition and the people who signed the petition, and that will be put together. We'll publish in their 7 days. Once it's filed, there's 7 days that they have to come up with their 200 words. Upon that time that they've done that, we come in with the evidence of publication, and then that gets approved with our new circulation petition. And then the 200 words get added to the recall reasons, the 200 words from our supervisor who will say, well, I was not driving with my hands on the wheel or whatever. And then that will be put in a circulation petition that gets approved by the elections office, and they give us the go date. And upon that go date, or that complete approval of the recall petition, it buys 120 days for us to gather circulation of signatures in each of the supervisorial districts.
Finish walking us through the different reasons you guys have identified before we get into big picture things.
Excellent. So thank you, Alex. They concealed facts. They violated open transparency meetings. They wouldn't hold additional meetings. They wouldn't have a special meeting for discussions of the agenda items. They voted to violate our privacy through contact tracing contracts that they hired a third party company that nobody has interviewed, or even they didn't show up. They failed to reopen Nevada County about the lockdowns and promoted on lockdowns and prescribed untested medical procedures, omitting use of life-saving therapeutic medications. They neglected natural immunity, increased the county liability, and directly violated religious freedoms and individual liberty. They violated our privacy with unmanned aircraft systems, which are drones, to perform unconstitutional warrantless searches. They voted for the CARES expansive and unsustainable programs that are irresponsible to taxpayers, and it caused financial bribery and manipulation. They took part in this kind of bribery from the state and federal level. Thank you very much for letting me review those items. On the statewide level of California and even the national level, there is a constitutional process of removing elected officials. And it's very important that you look in one of the manuals. And in California, for instance, recall is the power of the voters to remove elected officials before their terms expire. It has been a fundamental part of our government system since 1911 and has been used by voters to express their dissatisfaction with their elected representatives. You'll find that in your local state handbook on how to remove elected officials.
Yeah. Well, you know, that list of reasons that you guys had for your local board of supervisors there, I mean, a lot of that sounds like even more serious than just, you know, losing your seat on a county commission. A lot of that stuff sounds like it ought to be a prosecutable offense. I mean, when you're talking about violating people's most fundamental rights, that's a crime at the federal and at the state level. So maybe this will just be a first step. But, you know, I did a little bit of searching before we went on, Calvin, and it does look like many, if not most states, do have procedures for this. What do you think people across America should be doing? Should they be looking to remove elected officials? Should we wait till the next election? Why do you think this is important to hold these people accountable even before the next election comes around?
You know, this is really important. It dates back to 1964 with Reynolds versus Sims, which was one person, one vote hijacking of the electoral system, where before 64, and if you look up in your state, how your state legislature, once again, state legislature, were representing the people, they were evenly divided and spread over the counties. For instance, we have 58 counties in California. There are 2,020 counties throughout the United States. But in our state, we have 58 counties, we have 40 state senators and 80 assembly. And before 1964, they were evenly spread over the whole landmass instead of population. So once they did this and they overturned this very sacred and divine principle of representation by pushing the populations in the city centers to control the states, all states went under that. And we have lost a lot of liberty just in that. So the recall efforts of like Newsom and other people, you know, for whatever reason, that won't fix that representation. So we as counties need to gather together across the United States and tell the states we want representation. And when they do that, we will, I believe, restore the states. We can't fix the states without fixing the counties.
And how do we do that, Calvin? If you know, the Supreme Court has ruled, and you know, they've issued their opinion saying that states cannot organize their legislative bodies that way. You know, do you think the state government should just ignore the Supreme Court and do it anyway, and let the Supreme Court invade with their army? Or you know, what do you propose? Trying to get that overturned at the Supreme Court level, or just ignore them?
Well, the question, I guess, is how, you know, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a civilized society, it expects what never was and what never will be, said Thomas Jefferson. So why is the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, why are those written the way they are, where the power is reserved to the people And it's very clear that they've usurped this power. And all we have to do is get the states to recognize that their counties are nullifying, as they have been in bits and pieces, nullifying federal mandates and state mandates. The counties have the power to pound the gavel, demand disclosures, and restore some of their authority back to the people in each of these districts in the counties.
Yeah, and you know, we have seen this trend across America with sheriffs increasingly saying, look, we're not going to violate the rights of citizens, regardless of what state law or federal regulations or federal law purport to require. Very interesting trends that are happening. Well, you're right in the thick of it. I mean, California, across the rest of America, we look at California in horror and say, oh my goodness, what is going on there? You know, we've only got a few minutes left, Calvin, but tell us, you know, what is happening in California? Is it a lost cause? Is it still worth fighting for? Do you think there's any chance of bringing it back from the brink? And what does that say about the rest of the United States?
Well, there's as we've seen, many of the counties have become upset. They've learned the principles of the Constitution. They're better. The people are becoming better than the government. Of course, that's been for a long time, I would say. And they're actively engaging in how the structure of government is created. Red, white, and blue print videos of the Shasta recall are significant videos in explaining a lot of what's been going on. Sheriff Richard Mack's information, as you mentioned, with sheriffs working together to restore. A lot of times it's just the local groups that are getting together and printing information. They're the mama bears of every county are getting together. They want to protect their children. The COVID times is an example of these newspapers that are starting up all over. And of course, we know Epoch Times is significant in some of, and the New American is absolutely significant in understanding like HR 550. And from the top, they're dictating down through the states and to us about things like contact tracing, and there's earmarked money. And so part of it is to be aware of how your supervisor or commissioner has voted. Go on the website, watch the public comments, learn about the people who are speaking out and why they're speaking out. And you will find the leadership in your counties and commissioners in these districts. And you will find the leadership there that will help you to restore your local governments. And without that, you know, these people who have gone rogue on the local level had better think about the fact that if they do not figure out and understand that doing recalls and calling them into the accountable place of their oath of office, if they don't understand that this is a way to avoid a civil war, they should think about it, because there's many people who have been in recluse trying to figure it out. And leadership is very important. And it takes a lot of strength for people to just say, look, let's just make this visible so that the silent majority can wake up to the sense of their awful situation, but yet have the solutions that are equal to or greater than the problem. And I believe the solutions are there for everyone.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And, you know, you mentioned civil war, and I think a lot of people instinctively recoil in horror at that. And yet just a couple of days ago in the New York Times, they had a big piece about America is getting close to civil war. You almost can't believe it. The guy says we're going to have a civil war so that we can continue butchering babies if the Texas law is allowed to stand and you're not allowed to murder your unborn children there anymore. So clearly things are getting out of control, but clearly state and local government has the ability and I would even say the responsibility to get involved. Calvin, we've only got just 30 seconds left. Is there any place where people can follow this? Are you guys going to put together a website, or is there a local news area where we can keep up on what's going on in Nevada County?
Yes, we thought about creating a group, but we really didn't want to do that. Some of the people, it's just an energy. And the energy of liberty, the spirit of liberty, where the spirit of liberty there is, there will be the spirit of God. And a lot of miracles, I'll tell you, have happened already from the foundation of this country, in everything from George Washington's marches and the Potomac, crossing the Potomac, and other things. But what is the miracle that's happening is that people are getting humble enough and they're opening their hearts up to gather together with some of their neighbors to say, look, we deserve to have an honest government, we need honest, good, and wise representatives, and they have to have all three traits. If they don't have all three, they shouldn't be in office. And we have many of them that are just, they're not very informed. They don't understand what this is about, what the oath of office is, what the Constitution is, what the Bill of Rights are. Yeah, thank you, Alex. You're just an amazing reporter. Appreciate all your efforts. There is AmericanHealingAngels at gmail.com and at protonmail.com, because we're living in America, we're Americans, and we've been healed by people who have been mortal angels, people that have encouraged us to buy books and study and learn to read. And those who read start to glean out the very valuable truths that have paid for our freedoms. And we learn how our freedoms have been bought, unfortunately, by the sad blood of, but we were grateful that they stepped up. And as persecution has increased, so has, you know, the mighty. And the mighty are stepping forward to preserve freedom and to extend more of that freedom. And if we had that on the local level, we could fix the federal government, which is going to be a really uphill battle. But if we fix the states by fixing the counties, by fixing the county commissioners and the county supervisors on that level, on the district level, we will restore America.
Excellent. Well, Calvin, thank you so much. Folks, that was Calvin Clark. He's helping to lead the recall effort of all five members of the Board of Supervisors in Nevada County, California. I'm Alex Newman. This is Conversations That Matter. Thank you for tuning in. Share out the link, please. Encourage others in California and beyond to get involved. And until next time, God bless you all.